do you know about angels? She asked, keeping her eyes firmly above my neck. I went cold. What did she know about angels? Humans thought of them as a vague manifestation of their deity. They bought hideous, kitschy decorative figurines depicting pious winged figures, supposedly what the angels looked like. I had no idea why the humans associated those benevolent statues with the creatures I'd heard about back home. Not much. Few demons still around were alive during the wars we had with them. Since the separation treaty took effect, no demon has ever survived an encounter with one. We usually pop over here for some short-time fun, then get the hell out of Dodge before they kill us. They can sense us when we convert, although no one is really sure how much energy usage or how close they need to be for us to show up on their radar. Once they lock in on our energy signature, it's difficult to come back. Pretty much game over if one is on your trail. Back home, we didn't talk much about the angels or the wars. I know we used to live together in Aru, what the humans called heaven. We'd always had strong philosophical differences, though. Angels are all about self-control. They hold on to their spiritual form and only become corporeal when absolutely necessary. When they are in physical form, they endure it by holding themselves apart from the form and denying themselves the experience of the flesh as much as possible. They believe that physical manifestation sullies their purity and dims their capacity for enlightenment. We, on the other hand, feel that experiencing everything we can in the physical realm, diving deep within the sensations of the flesh, is a necessity of life. How can one possibly be whole without feeling, touching, knowing everything one can? I knew that these differences set the stage for the war and eventual separation. I suspected there was more to the war than philosophy, but either no one remembered or no one spoke of it. It's not like we could just walk up to an angel and discuss it. The treaty completely separated our kind. And if we met one over here, we were dead. Not much time for an enlightening conversation.